Scripture states, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." Through music and a message from God's Word, that's our theme today. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. At Insight for Living, this is the season when we need to hear from each one of our listeners. Yes, that's you. Online, please go to insightworld.org. We'll repeat our contact information just after today's message. And now, let's give thanks to God for His indescribable gift.
Imagine the emotional shock to a young teenage girl who is engaged to be wed. Mary undoubtedly spent her days preparing for and her quiet moments dreaming about the prospect of building a life together with Joseph. Today on Insight for Living, you'll hear Chuck Swindoll describe the familiar and epic moment when this young couple gave birth to the Christ child. Our study today is based on Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. No Christmas celebration is complete without music. And before we listen to Chuck's message, we have the privilege of hearing the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra offer this appropriate favorite.
Will leap is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you
I have to preach after that?
You're listening to a special holiday edition of Insight for Living. And setting the stage for today's message, the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra, with the Christmas favorite, Mary, Did You Know? And now the message from Chuck Swindoll, titled, Birthing the Baby.
Isn't it remarkable how God suddenly and in a surprising way stepped into their world? We have read the story so often that we have somehow missed the humanity of it all. You're heavy with child, only days away from delivery, and you're sitting on the back of this lean donkey, if in fact you have a beast to ride on. And you're holding on for these 5 days, traveling south to Bethlehem. Think of that. And Joseph holding the reins and looking back on occasion to see if she was quiet, wondering if he would hear along the journey, the labor has begun, my water is broken. Thankfully, that was not given, and those words didn't come, and so they got to Bethlehem, and there was absolutely no place whatever for them. People were sleeping in the streets. There was no comfort. Worse than that, having a baby, there was no privacy. And there she was, according to this verse, while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. We call it reaching term. She's never been through it before. There is no sound in heaven. There is no surrounding body of angels. There is not even a midwife. Just Joseph. Joseph did as best he could. He fetched the water and he helped her, and then she alone birthed the child and cut the cord, cleaned the child up as best she could, and with cloths she had brought with her, she wrapped him. And she held him. And the baby screamed. For the first time, we heard the voice of God through a human throat. She gave birth. She wrapped him. And then she laid him in the manger. There was no room anywhere else. Philip Yancey has done all of us a service simply because he writes. I happen to own everything he's written, and one of them is titled, The Jesus I Never Knew. Listen to Philip Yancey's words. The God who came to earth came not in a raging whirlwind or in a devouring fire. Unimaginably, the maker of all things shrank down, 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 so small as to become an ovum. A single fertilized egg, barely visible to the naked eye, an egg that would divide and redivide until a fetus took shape, enlarging cell by cell inside a nervous teenager. Immensity cloistered in thy dear womb, marveled the poet John Donne. He made himself nothing. He humbled himself, wrote the Apostle Paul more prosaically. The Messiah showed up, however, wearing a different kind of glory, the glory of humility. The God who roared, who could order armies and empires about like pawns on a chessboard, this God emerged in Israel as a baby who could not speak or eat solid food or control his bladder, who depended on a teenage couple for shelter, food, and love. God's visit to earth took place in an animal shelter with no attendants present and nowhere to lay the newborn king but a feed trough. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. God just stepped in. And here they are, back behind the scenes, doing their best to bring a little comfort to their baby. I could go on and on here, but you know the story, don't you? You know about the shepherds. You know about the angels coming and their message. You know about the shepherds finding them and worshiping, and you know about the Magi who later found their way following the star, coming with their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, and then shortly thereafter, the angels visit telling them to escape to Egypt. Death is coming to babies in Bethlehem. We know nothing of that journey, nothing of where they stayed, nothing of their return to Nazareth, but all of that took place as the little boy began to grow. And when they return to Nazareth, they're back with the people who have nothing but frowns. And for those who hadn't been informed, you know, they had to get married. So that stayed with him throughout his young manhood until his ministry began and beyond. Let me close the message this way. May I do this? You don't have to be on a bombing mission to know that God just stepped in. You don't have to make an international trip to find Bethlehem and to have some greedy guide tell you, you know, this was probably the stable. Please. In fact, when you get to Bethlehem, you'll say, this is it. As my mom and dad would say, it's not the kind of place you'd write home about. Still little, still a dirty little village. You don't have to explain how deity could be housed in a human body and grow and learn to know that God walked in. But you do need to realize that it isn't simply another holiday, this thing called Christmas. And you do need to realize that this wasn't just another Jewish couple. And of course, you do need to make sure that you have room in your heart for him, or it is just another bunch of songs, opportunity to get off of work, have a tree, give a few gifts, go back to life as usual. In case you're waiting for some cataclysmic event that stops you in your track, or some body of angelic beings that scream for your attention and announce to you that the Savior has been born, if you're waiting for that, you'll wait in vain. But you need to understand that in times like this, he would love to walk right into your life. What you may not know is that you must come to know the Savior, not just read about him. When I have the privilege of talking with people who are not acquainted with the story of Jesus, and they are growing in number, by the way, most people have never heard the clear-cut gospel. Most people, here and elsewhere. I've learned that these words say it very well. Here is a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village, worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30, and then for about 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. Never wrote a book, never owned a home, never had a family, never went to college, never put his foot inside what we would call a huge city. Never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never did one of the things that usually accompanies greatness. While still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him, another betrayed him. He went through 6 trials, the mockery of such trials. One can hardly imagine. He was nailed to a cross between 2 thieves. And his executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had on earth while he was dying, and that was his cloak. When he was dead, he was taken down and put in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 3 days later, he was raised. Shortly thereafter, he ascended to the Father. 19 wide centuries have come and gone, and today he's the centerpiece of the human race. He's the leader in the column of progress. I'm far within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever were built, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned put together have not affected life on this earth as powerfully as has that one solitary life. If you do not know him, you are lost. Lost. And Christmas, just another holiday. But trust me, you can ask him to step right into your world. It's a simple prayer. Let me help you with that. Let's bow our heads. For you who have never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, we at this church do not embarrass you by having you stand or walk down an aisle to announce your lostness. But we do take time to let you know that you don't become a Christian simply by sitting in that seat where other Christians have sat, or by singing the songs Christians sing, or reading from the book Christians read. Just as you would a friend who comes to the door, you must invite him in. Simple words like, Lord, you and I have been distant from each other throughout my life. I've tried all kind of stuff. None of it's worked. I'm lost. My sinfulness separates me from you and your holiness. And as I sit here right now, I need my sins forgiven. I need my hopelessness turned around so that I can have a future. I need you to help me make a purpose of my life. So I trust in your Son, Jesus. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he was raised, having paid the penalty completely for my salvation. And I trust him now. See how simple? Amazing, there will be people who turn this off and walk away, continue to walk without Christ. Someday, you will regret that. If today's your day, we'd love to talk with you about it. We have friends who are a part of our ministry who are there to assist you in this decision. Today's the day. Father, I thank you for walking into my life many, many years ago, because you had earlier walked into my parents' lives. And I had the privilege of being reared in a home where the name of Christ was revered and honored. Thank you for my roots, and I'm so undeserving of them. What a privilege is mine to announce your Son's availability to all who will trust in him. May this Christmas be complete by those who have never met Christ, turning their lives over to him whom to know is life everlasting. I pray that until then, you will keep them restless, miserable, sleepless at night, struggling during the day, until they know the peace that passes understanding, even Christ. In his name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.
Birthing the Baby. That's the title of today's message from Chuck Swindoll. You're listening to Insight for Living, and you can access today's complete sermon by going online to insightworld.org. As we continue our celebration of Christmas together, Chuck is in the studio with us today for a brief chat. You know, sometimes God walks into our lives just as he stepped onto the human stage over 2,000 years ago. And we thought you'd appreciate hearing Jerry's story, one of our valued listeners, who can look back and see God's hand on her life over the course of 20 years. God is at work through his word as we declare his truth on Insight for Living. To tell Jerry's story, Chuck is in the studio with Insight for Living board members Roger Kemp and Mary Graham.
You know, Chuck, so many in our listening family tell us that they can actually mark their years in Insight for Living years. They've literally raised their families listening to this program.
That's so cool. And everyone has their own story, their own connection to Insight for Living. And they write and tell us about it. We received this sweet note from a Californian, Jerry, who said, "Without Insight for Living, I would never have made it. 23 years ago, I journeyed into the world's workforce to help support the family. I recall many a morning driving on the busy freeways to get to work after leaving my sleeping children. I would cry all the way to work. One day I turned on the radio and heard your melodic, poetic voice. Insight for Living was just what I needed. I'm so grateful that you and God rode along with me and gave me the will to go on." That's from Jerry in California. So cool.
That's great. I'm really wondering if Jerry was listening to me since she said melodic and poetic. Maybe yeah. Some other writer, some other speaker. But let's make this really clear. It isn't my voice. And I know that my voice is familiar to a number of people, but it isn't what I say. It isn't my words. It's God's word. And I've seen it over the years. He has a way of reaching into hearts and touching those hearts with a turn of a phrase that comes directly from the scriptures. I was reading in the Psalms not long ago, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Only God can say it like that, you know? And these pleasures include the opportunity to connect with us here at Insight for Living. And for you who are listening right now, I want you to know that this story from Jerry may very well be your story. For the longest time, she was searching. And then when she found this voice, this ministry, she discovered that it was exactly what she needed. But remaining silent in your support really is not a great option. In fact, it's not an option at all. Jesus rarely told people to stay quiet. He often said, "Now go and tell someone else what I've done for you." So I want to say today to you who have the ability to give, regardless of the size of your gift, that you may be stuck in life, just like Jerry was stuck on the freeway. And wherever you may find yourself, this may be an opportunity for you to participate in this special way to help us. So thank you in advance what you were able to give, and thank you for doing so out of obedience to Christ having heard his voice.
Maybe, like Jerry, you've realized it's your turn to give. There's no better time to express your appreciation and support of Insight for Living than Christmas time. And please don't let the size of your gift become a barrier to taking action. Your contribution, large or small, truly makes a difference. This ministry is made possible as all of us draw together toward a common goal, to share the good news of God's Word as widely and deeply as possible. Here's how to respond to Chuck Swindoll's request. If you're listening in the United States, you can call right now 1-800-772-8888 or give a donation online at insight.org. And when you give a donation today, we'll say thank you by providing a hardbound copy of Living the Proverbs, Insight for the Daily Grind. This book by Chuck Swindoll, 300 pages in length, will make a welcome companion in the new year as you pursue growing deeper in your walk with God. When you give a December year-end donation, request the inspirational devotional book, Living the Proverbs. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888 or online, go to insight.org. I'm Dave Spiker. Our special holiday series continues Friday when Chuck Swindoll presents a message called Unwrapping the Gift on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Birthing the Baby, was copyrighted in 2011, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2012 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide.